Lesson 53
第五十三课
Country Life
乡间生活
Reading
阅读
My parents prefer to live in the country. The streets there are cleaner. The air is fresher.And the people are nicer and friendlier.
我爸妈比较喜欢住在乡下，那儿的街道比较干净，空气较新鲜，人也比较好，比较友善。
Besides, it is busier and noisier in the city. But above all,It is safer to live in the country. My parents believe in the saying, safety first.
而且，都市里比较忙碌，也比较吵。不过最重要的是，住在乡下较安全。我爸妈都相信这句格言，安全至上。
Substitution.
替换
Number one, my parents prefer to live in the country.
我父母比较喜欢住在乡下。
He prefers to eat in a restaurant.
他比较喜欢在餐厅吃饭。
We prefer to swim in a swimming pool.
我们比较喜欢在游泳池游泳。
Sarah prefers to drink black tea.
萨拉比较喜欢喝红茶。
I prefer reading history novels.
我比较喜欢看历史小说。
Number two. It isBusier and noisier in the city.
都市里比较忙碌，也比较吵。
It is quieter and more relaxing in the country.
乡下比较安静，也比较悠闲。
It is hotter in the south.
南方比较热。
It is colder in the north.
北方比较冷。
Lesson 54.
第五十四课。
I like brighter colors.
我喜欢较明亮的颜色。
Dialogue.
实用绘画。
Do you like my new dress, Mike?
麦克，你喜欢我这件新的女士套装吗？
Frankly, I like brighter colors better. They make you look younger.
坦白说，我比较喜欢明亮一点的颜色，它们会使你看起来年轻些。
Do darker colors?Make me look older?
深一点的颜色会使我看起来年纪大一点咯。
Well, yes.
是的。
Then buy me another dress.
那么给我另外买一套吧。
Lesson 55
第五十五课
More is not always better.
多未必佳。
Reading.
阅读。
Some people have more money than others. However, they're not necessarily happier. On the other hand, some people are as poor as church mice, but they are happy.
有些人比别人有钱，不过他们未必就比较快乐。另一方面，有些人穷得要命，可他们却很快乐。
In a way, these poor people are as rich as kings. Therefore, I always remember my father's words, more is not always better.
就某方面而言，这些穷人却像国王一样富有。因此，我始终记得父亲的话，多未必加。
Substitution.
替换。
Number one. Some people have more money than others.
有些人比别人有钱。
Paul has more friends than I.
保罗的朋友比我的多。
My sister is fatter than I.
我妹妹比我胖。
Jim finished his test earlier than Mary.
吉姆比玛丽早做完考卷。
Number two. These poor people are as rich as kings.
这些穷人像国王一样富有。
I have as much money as my brother.
我的钱和我哥哥一样多。
Today is as cold as yesterday.
今天和昨天一样冷。
A horse isn't as big as an elephant.
马不像大象那样大。
Lesson 56.
第五十六课。
I want the cheaper one.
我要买那只便宜的手表。
Dialogue.
实用绘画。
Why is this watch more expensive than that one?
这只手表为什么比那只贵？
Because its brand name is more famous.
因为它的牌子比较出名。
Is it more reliable?
它比较可靠吗？
No, not really.
不，不见得。
Then I want the cheaper one.
那么我要买那只便宜的手表。
Lesson 57.
第五十七课。
The elephant and the whale.
大象与鲸鱼。
Reading.
阅读。
The biggest and strongest animal on land is the elephant. The largest and heaviest animal in the sea is the whale. It's also the biggest eater in the world. It eats a ton of food a day.
陆地上最大、最壮的动物就是大象。海中最大最重的动物则是鲸鱼，它也是世界上吃的最多的动物，它每天要吃一顿的食物。
It looks like a fish, but it is really a mammal. Although the elephant and the whale are both mammals, they are indeed very different.
它看起来像鱼，但它实际上是哺乳动物。虽然大象和鲸鱼都是哺乳动物，它们却大不相同。
Substitution.
替换。
Number one. The biggest animal on land is the elephant.
陆地上最大的动物是大象。
February is the shortest month of the year.
二月是一年之中最短的一个月。
The Sears Building in the United States is the tallest building in the world.
美国的席尔斯大楼是世界上最高的建筑物。
Number two, the heaviest animal in the sea is the whale.
海中最重的动物是鲸鱼。
Of all the animals in the sea, the whale is the biggest.
海中所有的动物中，鲸鱼是最大的。
Of the five continents, Asia is the largest.
在五大洲中，亚洲是最大的。
Lesson 58.
第五十八课。
The smartest teacher.
最聪明的老师。
Dialogue.
实用绘画。
Which country is the biggest in the world?
世界上哪个国家最大？
Russia.
俄罗斯。
Which country has the most people in the world?
世界上哪个国家有最多的人？
China.
中国。
Who is the smartest teacher in the school?
本校中哪一位老师最聪明？
But you are the only teacher.In the school.
但是你是本校唯一的老师啊。
I know.
我知道。
Lesson 59.
第五十九课。
My best friend.
我最好的朋友。
Reading.
阅读。
My best friend is the most thoughtful person in the world. When I'm sad, he is the most sympathetic. When I'm sick, he is the most concerned.
我最好的朋友是世界上最体贴的人。当我难过时，他最富有同情心了。我生病时，他最为关切。
When I'm in trouble, he is the most helpful. In fact, he is the most dependable person in the world. He is the closest person to me. He is my father.
我有困难时，他最帮我了。事实上，他是世界上最值得信赖的人，他是我最亲的人，他就是我父亲。
Substitution.
替换。
Number one. My best friend is the most thoughtful person in the world.
我最好的朋友是世界上最体贴的人。
Your brother is the most stupid person in the world.
你弟弟是世界上最笨的人。
My professor is the smartest man in the school.
我的教授是学校中最聪明的人。
Our house is the biggest in the neighborhood.
我们的房子是附近最大的。Number two. He is the closest person to me.
他是我最亲近的人。
She was the kindest person to me.
对我来说，他是最好的人。
You were the nicest person to him.
对他来说，你是最好的人。
I was the cruelest person to them.
对他们来说，我是最残忍的人。
Lesson 60,
第六十课。
The longest river in the world.
世界上最长的河流。
Dialogue,
实用绘画。
Which is the longest river in the world?
世界上最长的河流是哪一条？
The Nile.
尼罗河。
Which is the biggest ocean in the world?
世界上最大的海洋是哪一个？
The Pacific Ocean.
太平洋。
Which is the best school in the village?
本村最好的学校是哪一所？
ButThis is the only school in the village, sir.
但是老师，本校是村里唯一的一所学校啊。
I know.
我知道。
Lesson 61.
第六十一课。
The hare and the turtle.
兔子与乌龟。
Reading.
阅读。
The hare can run very fast, but the turtle can only walk slowly. One day, the hare proudly challenged the turtle to a race. The hare started quickly, but stopped to take a nap.Every now and then.
兔子可以跑得很快，但乌龟只能慢慢地走。有一天，兔子骄傲地向乌龟挑战赛跑。兔子开始时跑得很快，但它偶尔会停下来小睡片刻。乌龟走得很慢，但却走得很稳。
The turtle walked slowly but surely.While the hare was sleeping, the turtle passed him. Finally, the turtle won the race. In the end, he was rewarded for his perseverance. We can all learn a lesson from the turtle.
当兔子在睡觉时，乌龟超过了兔子。乌龟终于赢了比赛，最后他因坚韧不拔的精神而获得回报。我们全部都可以从乌龟那里得到一个好的教训。
Substitution
替换。
Number one. One day, the hare proudly challenged the turtle to a race.
有一天，兔子骄傲地向乌龟挑战赛跑。
One day, Paul will be successful.
有一天，保罗会成功的。
Someday, Betty will be a famous singer.
有一天，贝蒂将会成为名歌手。
The other day, I treated my parents to dinner.
前几天我请我父母吃晚餐。
Number two, the turtle can
only walk slowly. 乌龟只能慢慢地走。
That man is extremely rude.
那个男人真的很粗鲁。
Sally works very efficiently.
萨莉工作很有效率。
Number three. In the end, he was rewarded for his perseverance.
最后他因坚韧不拔的精神而获得回报。
In the end, you will benefit from your hard work.
最后你会因努力工作而获益的。
Carl will do well in the end.
卡尔最后会做得很好的。
Fred didn't want to go in the beginning.
起初弗雷德不想去。
Lesson
62. 第62课。
Practice makes perfect.
熟能生巧。
Dialogue.
实用绘画。
Can you help me gift wrap this, please?
请你帮我把这个东西用礼品纸包起来好吗？
Sure.
好啊。
Wow, you did that beautifully.
哇，你包得好美呀。
Well, I practice daily.
我每天都在练习吗？
Practice makes perfect, right?
熟能生巧，对吗？
Certainly.
那是当然的咯。
Lesson 63.
第63课。
Saving a drowning boy.
救难记。
Reading.
阅读。
Ray was walking on the beach one summer day when he heard a little boy shout, Help! Help! The boy was drowning. Without thinking, Ray dove into the water.
某个夏日，雷正在海滩上散步。这时他听到一个小男孩大叫，救命啊，救命啊。这个男孩快要淹死了。雷不加思索的就跳进了水里。
Soon he was swimming back to shore with the boy. Crowds of people were watching eagerly. After a while, the boy was breathing again.Then the boy sat up and said to Ray, You are my hero.
不久他便带着小男孩游回岸上。成群的人们正焦急地注视着。过了一会儿，这个男孩又开始呼吸了。接着这个男孩坐了起来，对雷说，你是我的英雄。
Substitution.
替换。
Number one. Ray was walking on the beach when he heard a boy shout.
雷正在海滩上散步，这时他听到一个小男孩大叫。
They were playing outside when they heard their mother call.
他们正在外面玩时听到了他们的妈妈在叫他们。
I was watching TV when the doorbell rang.
我正在看电视，这时门铃响了。
We were playing volleyball in the yard when it started to rain.
我们正在院子里打排球，这时开始下起雨来了。
Number two. He heard a little boy shout.
他听到一个小男孩在大叫。
I saw a woman dancing.
我看到一位女士在跳舞。
We saw a man robbed.
我们看见一个男人被抢了。
I felt my arm bitten.
我感觉我的手背被咬了。
Lesson 64
第64课
Dan's a good swimmer.
Dan 很会游泳。
Dialogue
实用绘画
Dan's a good swimmer, isn't he?
Dan 很会游泳是不是
Yes, in fact, he's a lifeguard.
是啊，事实上他是个救生员。
Wow! Can he teach me the butterfly and the backstroke?
哇，他能教我蝶泳和仰泳吗？
Yes, he can also teach you the freestyle.And the breaststroke.
能，他还能教你自由式和蛙式。
Great!
太棒
了。听力课堂欢迎你。
听力课堂欢迎。
听啊，讲啊。